Just like the jurors in the Libby trial, the judge brings a certain amount of history into the courtroom. His name is Reggie Walton, and we have a profile this morning from NPR's Libby Lewis.
Reggie Walton got his last three jobs from Republican presidents. Presidents Reagan for D.C. Superior Court Judge, Bush 41 as Deputy Drug Czar, and lastly, Bush 43 as a federal judge. So when Walton got assigned to the Libby trial, a few lefty political bloggers figured the fix was in. The Bush administration's insurance policy is what one blogger said. Well, you know those famous CBS 60 Minutes interviews, the ones where the interviewee comes clean? I tried that with Walton in his chambers here in Washington. You were a Democrat when President Reagan appointed you to the bench.
That's correct.
Are you still a Democrat?
As a judge, you don't let party affiliation have an impact.
Is that a nice way of saying none of your business? He laughs, but the answer's yes. Surprise, he won't talk about the Libby case either. But if you want to know what shaped Walton and what matters to him, here are some clues. He likes James Bond movies. He has a penchant for cars, Corvettes, and Jaguars. He loves football. As a teenager, he was counting on going pro as a running back. In the 11th grade, his teacher, Moon Clark, made him stand up and read before the class. Walton didn't read well. Some of the other kids laughed.
You know, he sat me down and he said, Reggie, he said, I know you think, as all young men think, like you, that you're going to make it playing football. He said, but you're small. And the reality is that that probably isn't going to happen. And you're going to have to think about what you're going to do with your life.
Walton did, and he got scholarships to college and law school. Even in law school, his reading skills weren't strong. He slogged through the material, and he didn't sleep much.
I'm not ashamed of it. I mean, I'm a product of affirmative action. If it wasn't for affirmative action, there's no way I would have gotten into law school.
Today, Walton's reputation among lawyers is this. If you submit it, he'll read it, no matter how late it comes in or how long it is. He's haunted by the waves of young black men whom he so often sits in judgment of. So he's constantly going to YMCAs, churches, juvenile lockups, to talk to young black men, in trouble or on the edge of it, like he was. He grew up in Denora, Pennsylvania, out of Pittsburgh, a steel mill town where his dad worked until the mill closed down. 2 years went by before his father found another job as a janitor. On a sunny December morning, Walton's talking to a group of middle schoolers at the Washington Jesuit Academy. They've come from broken homes or poor homes or no homes. The Jesuits are trying to get hold of these kids before the streets can. Walton's telling them how he wound up in juvenile court 3 times for fighting.
I know that some of you come from tough communities. Nothing to be ashamed about. You use those life experiences to your benefit.
By the time President Reagan tapped him to be a judge, Walton had gotten an eyeful of how justice could work in America. He started out as a public defender in Philadelphia in the era of Mayor Frank Rizzo, the Frank Rizzo known for supporting strong-arm tactics by his police. Walton found that out when he interviewed his first client accused of murder.
He told me that the only reason he confessed was because a white bunny rabbit with an orange belly club came in and beat him. And first thing I did the next day is went into court and asked that he receive a mental examination.
But it turned out the man in the bunny suit with the orange belly club was working for the police. Later, Walton defended a young black man who was accused of brutally beating a black lady who was 87 years old. His client said he didn't do it. Walton did his job. He got the woman to admit on the witness stand that the blood in her eyes kept her from knowing for sure that his client was the one who beat her. The jury let him go.
And as we were leaving out of the courtroom, he said, we beat that one, didn't we, brother?
That made him sick. He wound up going to the government side as an assistant U.S. attorney. Then came the first of the Republican presidents with an offer. So where does it all leave Walton in the political divide? Hard to say. So far in the Libby case, some of his rulings have pleased the defendant, and others, the government. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.